From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. There is nothing like a dame, especially when she is outrageously funny. Dame Edna has made her way back to Broadway in a new show with singer Michael Feinstein. It's called All About Me. Jeff London reports on this unlikely duo.
Michael Feinstein is a boyish crooner of the American popular songbook.
My romance doesn't need a castle rising in Spain.
While Dame Edna is a lavender-haired Australian drag artist with a sharp, often politically incorrect tongue.
It's lovely to be here, and there's a family feeling. There's a feeling that we're all on the same page. We speak the same language. We're on the same level. Well, not quite the same level. I'm here and you're down there, but there's another level. That balcony there, and right at the back of it, bless their hearts, we have a slightly poorer type of a person.
So what are the two of them doing on stage together in a Broadway show? It's a question Dame Edna, who sometimes bears an uncanny resemblance to actor Barry Humphries, has been asking herself.
It was proposed about a year ago that we might do a little show together. And I think it was Michael who said, "Impossible, we're so different, we're like oil and water." I remember those words, and they stung me a little, because I thought, am I oil or am I water?
So let's agree, All About Me.
The plot of All About Me, such as it is, has Dame Edna and Michael Feinstein booked into the same Broadway theater on the same night. After much tussling, the two performers decide to do a variety show together.
V for variety, V for vaudeville, V for vitamin. And this is a vitamin that American theatergoers lack in their diet. We're really a supplement, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
It's all about me. Enough of a fuss. It's all about us.
But even if the show harkens back to the television variety shows of the 1960s, with its 12-piece big band and glitzy set, Dame Edna and Michael Feinstein insist it's anything but old-fashioned.
This is a cutting-edge show. It's cool. It's hip. It's a gas. It is.
Well, it is true that Edna does sing some very contemporary material in this show very, very well. And I must say that she gets greater reaction than Amy Winehouse or Beyonce do.
Yes.
With their renditions.
And Dame Edna gets to show off a selection from the Great Australian Songbook, as she explains to Michael Feinstein.
The Great Australian Songbook is a thin volume. I'm not denying it. It's almost wafer thin.
Well, what are some of the songs in it?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry, I'm not addressing your question. Well, there's Waltzing Matilda, which is our iconic song.
Right.
But
what's on page 2 of the Great Australian Songbook?
Let me think. Oh, Advertisements on page 2, and well, halfway down page 3. Squeezed in between these are immortal ditties. For example, Tie My Kangaroo Down, which is about animal bondage.
Oh,
it's
dear.
An acquired taste.
I don't know that.
Even the animals have difficulty acquiring it. But the most popular song in Australia at the moment, without any question, is called The Dingo Ate My Baby.
The dingo ate my baby. It wasn't a horrible hoax. I don't care what they say at the ASPCA. I hope that nasty dingo chokes. So if you are nursing a baby, remember the peril is real. What looks to you and your hubby like a toddler so pink and so chubby is a dingo's favorite meal.
All About Me opens on Broadway tonight. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
If you've just tuned in, this is Michael Feinstein and me, Dame Edna, talking a little intimately, perhaps even letting the cat out of the bag just a little, for the benefit of that minority group of Americans who listen to this network.